Track 7, Beacon News, Updates and Events. Now, every week we will provide news and updates from the Beacon Centre. We will also provide weekly whereabouts of the Beacon bus and information stand, which is managed by Pete Moody. So we have a couple of stories for you this week. The first story. Last month, a charity football tournament in aid of the Beacon Centre raised over £10,000 following the final at the CKW Stadium on Castlecroft Road. The JW Hunt Cup takes place over four rounds with games played throughout the season. 32 teams battled it out in the Knockout Cup, which saw thrilling goals, results and dramatic last-minute winners. The penultimate final took place on the 29th of May between Atherston Town FC and Wolverhampton Sorting Community Football Club. After a long-fought 90 minutes, Atherton Town nicked a late winner and were crowned champions 1-0. The JW Hunt Cup has been running strong since 1926 and originally involved local businesses from around Wolverhampton. Since its inception, the tournament has helped raise over £320,000 for the Beacon Centre. Although the teams over time have changed, the principles of the Cup remain the same, with all money raised going to the Beacon Centre to help those living with sight loss. Owen Jones, CEO at Beacon Centre, thanked everyone on behalf of the Beacon Centre for their kind donations and helping organise a tournament. As well as raising funds, the Cup is helping increase awareness and help shine a light on Beacon's vital work. The second story is about volunteers who dedicate their time to the Beacon Centre, who have been recognised for their hard work and dedication. The team of volunteers that supports the Black Country-based charity has been announced as recipients of the highly prestigious Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. This is the highest award given to local volunteer groups, often referred to as the MBE for volunteers. The formal announcement came from Buckingham Palace on Saturday the 2nd of June. Beacon Volunteer Coordinator Becky Sinair and Michael Tolfrey, a Beacon volunteer, represented the charity at a garden party held at Buckingham Palace last week, hosted by Her Majesty the Queen. In addition, this week is National Volunteers Week and staff and volunteers from Beacon were joined by Mayor Sylvia Parkin, MBE, Deputy Lieutenant of the West Midlands, and Mayor Councillor Phil Page to celebrate this fantastic achievement at a Beacon Tea Party on Tuesday the 5th of June. During the event, Owen Jones, Chief Exec of Beacon, thanked all the volunteers for their incredible support. The volunteers were credited for helping in charity shops with fundraising activities and events, as well as in the charity's independent living centres, enabling people with sight loss to maintain their independence and interests. The Beacon bus whereabouts. Well, Pete Moody travels across the Black Country in Staffordshire, helping promote Beacon services and offering free advice on eyesight. Pete travels with a Beacon bus and an information stand. Many people talk to Pete to gain insight or ask questions about their sight loss. And if you want to talk to Pete, he and the bus will be at the following locations for the week commencing the 11th of June. Now, on Monday the 11th of June, there will be an advice desk inside the Beacon shop in Cannock, which is located at 18 Market Place, Cannock, WS11 1BU, and this will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Wednesday the 13th of June, there will be an advice desk at Penkridge Library, which is located at Bellbrook, Penkridge, Stafford, ST19 5DL, and this will be open from 10:30 till 12:30. On Friday the 15th of June, the Beacon bus will be at Codsall and Wergs Garden Centre, which is located at Wergs Hall Road, Codsall, Wolverhampton, WV8 2HJ, and this will be open from 10:30 till 2 p.m.